Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Willie T. Ribs, Uppity, the Willie T. Ribs story. Of course, it's a documentary profiling the driver who challenged racial barriers in American auto racing, becoming the first Black driver in the Indianapolis 500, on a fantastic documentary that is available now on Netflix. Willie, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. And are you up in Milwaukee? You're in Siberia, right?
Yes, we are in the upper Midwest, which surprisingly, we might get an early spring this year. It's in probably going to be in the 50s today. So
yeah, we're going to have to pull them groundhogs out and inspect them.
So how are things in Texas, sir?
Good. I'm getting ready. I'm heading to the ranch for practice.
For those who may not be aware, Willie's son, Theo, is a world championship shooter. And how did that come about?
Well, a lot of the race drivers, when I was racing Andretti's, for example, Murray Hall and a few others, they like to go out and golf. That was their recreation if they weren't driving. Golf is way too quiet for me. Anything I do, I want to hear some noise. I mean, no matter where it is, in the bedroom, in a race car, or shooting a shotgun. So that was my hobby. I didn't, you know, I grew up shooting with my grandpa on the ranch and hunting quail and pheasant. And when I retired from racing, I started clay shooting, and then my son would go with me as a little kid and push the buttons when we were practicing. And he started shooting when he was 9, and by the time he was 14, he was one of the top juniors in the world. And then he became junior national champion, then K-Cup national champion as after he was 21, and now one of the top shooters in the world. In fact, he's won his first two events this year in Florida, and just recently last weekend in Georgia.
Excellent. Very good. And for a guy who's been out of racing for a few years, the last few years have been just incredible. I guess it started with Adam Carolla and Nate Adams, who did a documentary on Paul Newman, in which you were part of. And from that, this documentary came about. And we mentioned it last time you were on the show, you kind of stole the movie a bit on that Paul Newman, on how Paul helped you with your career in that, and your attitudes that he was able to show you and kind of warn you of the pitfalls was certainly a compelling story. And Nate Adams, who I've got to know over the last couple of years, fantastic, talented producer and director, put together this documentary. Kind of walk us through how they approached you on that to do this one, Uppity.
Well, when we were done with the Newman project, Adam Carolla contacted me and said that, you know, you got a great story and the world needs to see it. And so I said, on one condition, we tell the truth and we're not going to sweep anything under the carpet. It's going to be the good, the bad, and the ugly. And the ugly is going to get their butts hurt. And as my grandpa used to say, that's why you got a butt. So we did the film, and it's been worldwide. We were number one on Netflix worldwide for a week. So the response worldwide has been phenomenal. The job that Nate Adams and Adam did and Tony, their editor, is just, it tells a story, and it's not about racing, really.
Mm-hmm.
Racing was the platform. It was about perseverance and never quitting. And I've got young millennials contacting me crying as to what it meant to them. They in tears that they have no excuse. They have no excuse not to succeed after watching the film.
It certainly is. That's a good point that you brought up.
Okay, Mr. Ribs, it's Jeff. You've raced more in the last few years than you probably have in the last 10 or 15. Did you ever think you'd be back behind the wheel like you are now?
No. I was traveling around the world with Theo, with his competitions worldwide. However, I didn't think I was going to be pulled out of the pasture. You know, I was ready for the glue factory and dog food. And then I got a phone call from Tony Perella, the owner of SVRA, who said that he wanted to put a bunch of former IndyCar drivers and NASCAR drivers together and sort of recreate IROC, but only in vintage cars. So we are now competing in VROC, which is Vintage Race of Champions, against Alan Sir Jr. and Bobby Labonte and Mike Skinner and Max Pappas and Paul Trey. The lineup for VROC is actually bigger than the IndyCar series today.
Anything with Paul Tracy makes it bigger than life, doesn't it?
Well, you know, something's going to get knocked over. right. So I always called him Dick Tracy, because he was Mr. Excitement. And you know, we're not as fast as we used to be. It's like any former great basketball player. They've lost some feathers. Well, we lost some feathers. But the fan response has been insane. And, you know, we're racing at Road Atlanta in March this year, the end of March, and then Indy in June, Father's Day weekend, then Virginia in September, and then final, which is an add-on. We were only doing three races. Now it's four. And Texas at COTA, the Formula One premier racetrack here, has got the finale.
And what's next for you, Willie?
It's happening every day, something new.
Right.
New speaking engagements, and I'm working now with Scott Bruschetta, who was Taylor Swift's former agent and manager. In fact, he discovered Taylor Swift. So, Bruschetta's got a laundry list of things that he's getting me involved in.
He's a neat guy. A funny story, real quick. I'm at a party at the Indianapolis Motor Museum, and my friend is there, and his son is there, and at that time his fiance, and we mentioned Scott, and she like, what? She's like, yeah, we were talking to him about a vintage IndyCar that he was restoring, and he was looking for some help on and parts and whatnot, and she is just melting. She's like, oh my God, is she, you know, because she was an amateur singer. She does singing on the side. And then she explained, I didn't know at the time. I knew he was involved with Big Machine Records and that, but I didn't know how involved with, you know, American Idol and all the other thing. So we brought her over there and introduced Scott to her, and she was just a bowl of jelly the rest of the weekend. A lot of fun. But he's a neat guy, owns a fabulous bunch of vintage Indy cars, mainly Dan Gurney Eagles. And of course, Dan Gurney, you had the pleasure to race for him in the 80s in the Trans Am series. Just a last question real quick. Give me a good Dan Gurney story.
Dan Gurney was the master of sarcasm, and he used to have titles for like General Motors. He'd call it Generous Motors, and he was just phenomenal to work with, but he understood. He understood what a driver wants. Not out of a car, but once out of himself. And Dan was not one of those owners who had never raced before. You know, the owners who never raced before, you know, they're rah-rah, sis, boom, bob bullshit. And you know, get out there and go knock them over. And, you know, you, just almost like wannabe race drivers or fan, like a fan or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Gurney was exactly the opposite. It was about keeping you cool, keeping you when he was on the radio. He had the best voice to listen to of any owner I'd ever raced for. Just very smooth and almost unhurried. If you were falling behind, he would tell you why, what was happening, and what you needed to do. Where you could gain back, and if you were out front, he would tell you, just keep doing what you're doing.
Fantastic. Yeah, one of my favorite guys in racing I've ever met, and just a true treasure. Willie, we certainly appreciate you coming on the show, and make sure our listeners get out. If you're not on it, join Netflix and make sure you see it. It's a fantastic documentary, and Willie, thanks again for taking time out being on the show.
Yeah, we've got to stay warm up there.
All right. Thanks. I was Willie T. Ribs on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.